This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up.
I tell you, Dan Lyman, we got to get him on more. He is a smart cookie. Because he works with InfoWars, does a great job. EuropeWars.com. Got any tips for him, go there and email him, or you want to host him in your country. You want to get this man on the road more, because he always knocks it out of the park. Trying to form a team for him over there in Europe. Didn't even plug last hour, but that's how you fund the operation. Biggest sales in our history are going to have to end today or tomorrow. They're year-end sales, so I don't have to pay the franchise tax. Texas has that's an inventory tax. There's also a federal one as well, so we're trying to sell everything. Got a lot of great products. Biggest sales ever, InfoWarsStore.com. But let's take a few more calls here. Let's talk to Bob in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding, Bob. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, just a comment, a New Year's Eve wish, and say something about one of your shirts.
Okay, thank you.
I'm very happy that you found your calling, because America needs you. You're the right man at the right time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
And my New Year's Eve wish is that the Democrats keep coming after President Trump, and that he releases all those documents you said that are being printed in the Pentagon now.
Yes.
And that he puts these people in jail, because otherwise it's just political gossip to Joe Blow on the street.
You know, well, that's right. If the president doesn't know, they've got the knives out for him, and they're going to lie to him and say they're going to compromise. They're not going to. And the last time I talked to him, I said, sure, you got to drop the hammer. They're not going to stop. And his answer is, well, Alex, you just don't stop. Keep fighting, fight as hard as you can. But just imagine, Kellyanne Mattis would lie to him and tell him whatever he wanted to hear and then not go implement it. And then Kelly is on TV bragging that he would basically sabotage what the president wanted to do. It's just, these guys are just jerks, but see, they're cowards. They want their pension, they want their money, and they sit there and laugh. But let me tell you something. The bylaw in D.C. is talk crap about Trump. Now he's an idiot. Even his supporters do it, and it's pathetic. Anything else, Bob?
I don't know where this is going to turn out, but I say bring it on. The last T-shirt that I received from you was the Everybody's Alex Jones, Don't Tread on Me.
Yes.
That is phenomenal. The only thing that could make it better is that if it was on the front and the back of the shirt, because I want people to see it when I'm looking in their eyes, and when I'm looking the other way, I want them to see it. So that's just one.
No, I agree. In fact, I love that shirt. And I said, why isn't it printed on the back? And they said, boss, you're going to give these away free. They already cost like $5. So everything you print extra is a few more dollars. But yes, it's funny you say that. The next version, because that was a limited edition, is coming out with InfoWars.com on the shoulder and an American flag, and InfoWars.com on the back. What do you want to say on the back?
The same thing, Don't Tread on Me. We're all Alex Jones.
All right, you are the designer. We're going to have that on the back. We're all Alex Jones, Don't Tread on Me on the back. In fact, we'll put the same symbol on the back.
Front and back.
You got it. You got it. All right, Dan Lyman. Please come back on every week. I just want you on every week, and you're on fire, and you're a one-man wrecking crew. I know you're trying to hire some more folks, but we're really blessed to have you. In the last 60 seconds we have in this segment, what do you see coming in the new year?
I do see an eventful year, of course. Things are only building momentum right now, and even tonight could be, of course, eventful. In Paris, in France in general, they're deploying almost 150,000 security forces because they do anticipate continued protests and perhaps, just an escalation. So it's going to be an exciting year. We have the European parliamentary elections coming this year, so the propaganda will be heavy, and also the populist answer to that will be stiff as well, I'm sure. So it's going to be an eventful year in Europe and in the U.S., of course.
Very well said. And again, all those security forces should be defending France's border. But instead, they're suppressing the people.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Talking to Ian Ferguson of Georgia. He walked into a big vape chain and instantly began videotaping because he's wearing a Make America Great Again hat. I like the black ones myself, one he's wearing now. We're about to go to him via Skype on his lunch break. He works on cell towers and other things. And the guy flips out. Now, here's the beat version. We have the unbeat version on InfoWars.com. Became the top story over the weekend. DrudgeReport.com linked to it. Millions of views. Because the guy's also screaming the N-word at him. And it's this weird leftist thing where there's a black guy in the store, so the white guy wants to virtue signal and say, look, there's a white supremacist Nazi. And the black dude's just laughing at him, saying, you know, give the guy stuff. What the hell? You know, Trump's our president. But these people want to act like we're child molesters. But then meanwhile, the left's pushing child molestation. It's crazy. And we can make some great memes out of this guy. I'm thinking maybe we should do a meme contest with this guy because he squawks like some kind of weird ostrich or something. I don't know what bird does this, kind of a parrot. He's like, blah, 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 blah. After a while, he's just, blah, blah, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's like a duck crossed with a crazy ostrich or something, crossed with a parrot. And you run into them, they all act like this. I'll walk down the street sometimes. You've seen the video. They'll just go, ah, 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 ah. Or, you know, Trump comes to town. They're like, they have these scream outs where the liberals go out and just scream at the sky. So if you missed it, he's back on with us for a couple segments. But let's play the edited version. By edited, we bleep out the N-word and all the rest of the stuff that the so-called leftist liberal is screaming at Ian Ferguson. Here it is.
So here we are at Exhale Vapor City in Tucker, Georgia, and I have just been asked to leave the store. He greeted me. That was nice. I did find the item that I wanted, and the next thing he said was that he'd like me to leave.
If you do not stop recording in my store, I'm going to call the police and ask you to leave now.
Please call the police. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. We can call Fox 5 and all sorts of stuff. I would like to purchase something here. Please do call your boss because I will be calling corporate.
Go for it.
I am looking forward to releasing this video because I just want to purchase something.
This is a temper tantrum.
You stand, you racist motherfuckers.
Racist?
Yeah.
It's true.
Right?
I'm not
it's
a racist.
Dr. Spock, where they said don't spank your kids.
I told you won't leave. He's wearing some Trump bullshit. Got some racist bullshit up in his head. I'm not serving anyone that has to do with that.
I'm
he's a treasonous asshole.
I don't have a problem with you, sir.
whatsoever.
I love how the guy's virtue signaling, talking like he's black.
I just want good health care.
Sounds all fake, like Eminem.
The color of your skin or yours. I'd like to purchase some of this naked vape juice, though, if that would be all right. All right, see, because... Okay, here's where we're at.
Leave the store.
Here's where you're at.
Leave the store.
Here's
leave
where,
the store.
Here's where
leave
we're at.
Leave the store. I don't get it. Hey, get it out.
Dude, go ahead. Take another swing at it. Make contact with me one more time. I'm going to make a deal with you. I want to purchase that vape juice.
No.
If you sell it to me,
no.
I
will.
If you sell it
get
to me. If you sell it to me,
no,
I won't call the police. What you did was assaulted me. What I need is that for my wife. If you sell it to me, I won't call the f***ing cops and press charges on you for assault. I won't call corporate and get you fired. Just sell me the f***ing product so I can leave.
What do you want?
Naked in a the strawberry in a f***ing... Right next to that. In a 6 milligram, make sure it's a 6 milligram so I don't have to come back.
You're not f***ing coming back to my store, okay? I'm making sure of that.
I love when he says, do my bidding.
Out of here, dude. Oh, my.
God bless America. Capitalism wins again.
F***ing capitalism. F***ing president. He's a racist, stupid piece of shit.
Get up. Do my bidding.
Man, get out.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
No. No, no,
no.
Sell it to me.
God.
Sell it to me, Paul. It's your job, your freedom. Sell me the shoes.
Nope.
Sell it to me. F*** off. Come on. Ring it up. Ring it up and you don't ruin your life. That's where you're at right now. Because you done upset me. And you should have helped him first in the first place before you threw a temper tantrum, dipshit. He's standing here waiting for you to ring him up. How f***ing...
Get out!
Help your customer! I'm cool with it. I'm recording. You got a business card for your manager or anything
like that? I give you fucking dick.
Oh, man.
You need dick. You're...
Well, I love how Ian Ferguson handles this giant toddler. Facebook.com/Ian.Ferguson. Twitter at Vape Shop Patriot. That's just a great name. Thanks for coming on with us again. I know you're running a launch. We'll just keep you a few segments. Again, break down any key points you want to add, because this is now part of the cultural iconography.
Cultural iconography. Wow, that's heavy, Alex. I don't know. You pretty much covered it. The guy just went ballistic, and I really can't...
And you got to love Skype. As soon as we go to him, it breaks up. We'll get him back on. When I say cultural iconography, this guy is now going to be like Abe Skrilich with Owen Schroyer discovering him. These guys are such ridiculous characters. He's called the vape tard right now, but I don't think that's a good enough name. What do you think, Ian, his new... You, the one that discovered him, you should be able to give him the name. Like Paul named one girl Trigglypuff. What do you want to name him?
Trigglypuff. I don't know. My favorite has to be Ginger Snapped. Has to be Ginger Snapped. That one tickled my funny bone.
So he's now dubbed Ginger Snapped.
But really, you know, at the end of the day, Alex, I feel bad for the guy. The lack of emotional control led to he's out of work now. And people all over the place trying to find out who he is. And even if I had his name, I wouldn't give it to y'all. And there's no point in tracking this boy down. He has already been humiliated by his own actions. Y'all leave him alone. Now, Alex, if you can find him, you had talked yesterday about maybe getting us together, trying to, like, hash it out. I'm with that.
Totally. I like that. I would fly Ginger Snap and you here to Austin and then make a whole little mini documentary, like, over a weekend. And you guys could, like, ride on a little toy choo-choo train around Zilker Park together, everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, given the opportunity, I'd love to sit down and have a talk with him. I believe that if I can get your ear for just a couple minutes, I can get us eye to eye. You know, we can come to an understanding.
Why do you think he flipped out on you so bad, just seeing a Trump ad?
How about mainstream media programming? Hey, if you take a look at, what is it, the four majors, five majors, every one of them, two owners amongst the news agencies, along with paper and internet as well. The message that is put out to the populace in general is tailor-made. They control the feelings and thoughts of the masses through fake news. It is what it is. You watch one news agency over the others, and you can see the drastic difference between the two. And then you go take a look online, you check out conservative websites, you check out some of the liberal stuff, and the story that's put across is just completely different. Things that aren't even reported on. You know, I hear all of this about the wall and, you know, illegal immigration and, you know, detention camps. And I was talking to my extended family just the other night, Christmas Eve, as a matter of fact, and blew their mind letting them know that the migrant caravan has over 50,000 people in it, and a small portion of that is women and children. She had no idea because the mainstream media doesn't.
Now, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to hear who Ian Ferguson is. You're on a roll. You're going to host when we come back on the other side of this quick break. I wanted to hear your whole breakdown on where we're at straight ahead, and then phone calls, folks. Stay with us.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Our guest is with us for one more segment, then it's wall-to-wall calls and news after that, and then hosting the fourth hour. We're going to have one of the top censored comedians in the country joining us. I guess that's on Wednesday. Mike Adams is hosting the fourth hour today. Always informative, always powerful. He was on fire last Friday's show. But you were on a roll. You were laying out your political views, talking to family that people aren't aware. They see the news cropping photos showing a few women and a few children. And then we say, why aren't they allowed in? And every network won't show you tens of thousands breaking across barriers, child trafficking, you know, drug dealing. So start over where you were at, sir.
The migrant caravan specifically?
Yeah, so you were talking to extended family over the holidays, over Christmas, and they were just blown away.
Yeah, look, come to find out the things that they don't know. And it led me to realize that that's the vast majority of the populace then, because the media's blanket is it covers everything. They get everybody, you know, and they're controlling what is and isn't seen. So I realized that so many people just don't even know. They don't take the time to look. They're over it. The divide and the over. Pardon my language. I won't try not to do that.
And yeah, we have to delay it when you cuss. But hey, Lindsey Graham cusses. Beto O'Rourke. Everybody gets to cuss on TV but me. So just we're InfoWars, so we're not allowed to. Everybody else is allowed to now, but conservatives aren't. But I guess Lindsey Graham is. So sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and tone down the language. I'm sorry. We just talk, however.
No, it's okay. You're doing a great job. Go ahead.
I don't know. Where are we at? The underreporting.
Yes.
I mean, like, okay, so here's where we're at in the world, right? We've got just a couple years ago now, we had the sitting president pick his successor and then weaponize the DOJ, the IRS, Homeland Security, and weaponize the government against the opponent. That's where we're at as a nation right now. We're coming out of that culture slowly. And, you know, I know you like to go on and on and on about the deep state and, you know, that stuff at Christmas where I was realizing that they just don't hear. They don't know. They're not interested. Even further than that, once you start talking about the deep state and how there's a whole other shadow government trying to pull strings, they close their ears. It's not happening. They don't want to hear it. They want to believe that we're all racist, that we're all closet child molesters, pedophiles, that we're just monsters. That because we have conservative views, that we're more moderate in tone, less guided by our feelings, then that we have no feelings at all. And that is so far from the truth.
Well, that's well said. We're not as easy to manipulate. We know the game that's being played. And as you said about COG and all this, Obama, I remember when I knew the Democrats were beyond evil, it was like 6 years ago. Rachel Maddow goes, Republicans are filing lawsuits about the Tea Party having its tax exemption taken away and churches being audited. She goes, of course they are. You're racist. So they have the IRS persecuting people because they're Christian or because they're conservative. They're now trying to ban Franklin Graham off Facebook. And it's crazy that they're doing this. And like you said, they've totally weaponized it. So just like they did that to conservatives for 8 years under Obama, when Trump got in, they just said, keep it going. Keep it going. And then that's the crime. And then there's so many cowards in D.C. Trump's given the orders to arrest all these people. He's getting, you know what? No one will follow them because they're all cowards. I can't believe that if Trump had, and I'm not just bragging, it's true, 1,000 people like you or me or Tucker Carlson or whatever, or Sean Hannity, it'd be over. Because it's constitutional, it's true, we follow the order. He is surrounded by a bunch of damn double-dealing cowards. What does he do then, Ian Ferguson?
I couldn't even speak to the mind of Trump. That guy's got a business acumen that goes way beyond where I'm at. He constantly surprises me with his next move.
No, I know, but let's say he's a builder. He can't build a steel building without steel. And these people tell him they're steel. They're a bunch of aluminum or plastic. They're all a bunch of the reservoir of D.C. is a bunch of yes men and cowards. So he's surrounded. It's been proven by a bunch of liars that tell him to his face, yes, sir, we'll do that, and they don't do a damn thing he says.
Well, welcome to politics. I mean, it is what it is. You can't trust a politician, never could. And maybe that's why I like him so much, because he wasn't a politician. He still isn't. And I watch him fumble at times where a politician, somebody who was slick-mouthed, would have slid right through there. You know, Slick Willie could have said it right. Obama could have orated his way through it. But Trump's just going to come through like a bull in a china shop. Because like you said, you've got to be strong. Got to. And he's doing that for us. He puts on a strong front. You want somebody that's going to kowtow to other foreign leaders, let them dictate our policy, how we spend our money or how we take care of our people? No, I want somebody that's going to stand up there and run right through them. I wanted to say his phrase, but I don't know if I'm going to get edited over that either. Wait, you've got to stand up. We need a leader that's going to stand up, and we finally got one. And this, this blanket they've cast over the media, they have done a great job of brainwashing.
Oh, everything he does, they say the opposite. We can delay this for TV and radio. So, but since Lindsey Graham gets to say cuss words on CNN, why can't you? And everybody else does. But we're going to delay it for stations. But I don't want to censor you, so go ahead and say your phrase.
Right. That's going to stand up and do what needs to be done. Take the hard hits, say the wrong thing, make them cry a little bit, shake them down to their core, and then get what you need out of the deal. This feelings.
No, it's true. They've gotten America to be a bunch of wimps. We can be run over by the Chi-Coms, everybody else. And Trump's just saying, listen, the gang raping of America is over. And that's why I can't believe more people don't get behind him when it's so obvious that he had control for 2 years, barely. The economy turned around. Now they're killing it. They admit to hurt him. People should be angry.
It should be. Well, they are. No, they are. But you're talking about the wrong group. Well, both groups are angry, all right? Be legitimate about it. Red, blue, everybody's pissed off for separate reasons. You know, the red group, they're pissed because, look, we're getting painted as racists, monsters, child molesters, racists. We hate everybody. We don't have any feelings. The blue group's pissed because they were raised where everybody gets a trophy and their candidate lost.
No, I agree. And listen, I'm not for violence like the left is, but I'm also not for rolling over. And so it's time to get back in their face, and I do it every day when they get in my face, and you're doing it, and I'm doing it, and we're done. These little brats that would wreck this country in a minute, that literally hate it, need to learn, we're not going anywhere. And I think they figured that out. I think we're going to outlast them long term. What do you think, Ian Ferguson?
More than anything, I think people need to sit down and have a conversation about it. You know, I spent a lot of my life getting in people's faces, and it led me to no good place. And sometimes the thing that's necessary is to sit down and see eye to eye, you know, hash it out, speak about
it. No, I would love to be able to hash it out with them, but they get in my face.
Oh, absolutely. And look, when somebody gets in your face, you put them on their ass. Within arm's reach is a threat. Stay outside of it. We can talk.
Well, I got to tell you, pop back in with us. I want to talk about you doing some reports for us. You should some thinking, some ideas, and do that more. And we'll be talking soon. But good job keeping your cool, like you said, with that ginger snap, libtard, the vape head. And so we'll be following what you do, my friend. Ian Ferguson, have a good week and a new year, my friend.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Guys have been really great. We have over 20 phone lines, so I got to like 10 calls earlier, but then you let all the lines be open, then people got to hold for an hour. So I apologize. We're going to get to Caleb, who's been holding the longest, and Jacob. and then Justin, and then Eric, and then right down the line to Craig and everybody else. I'm going to everybody right now. There's a story up on InfoWars.com that's crazy. We don't just have NPR here in Austin. We don't just have UT Student Radio. They have another one that's basically government-run. And it's not student. It's a co-op. And over the holidays, it's been airing demonic baby sacrifice music. I'm not kidding. We recorded it. This is what's been going on. Is this Christmas music? Austin radio station airs demonic sounds for hours. And we checked the schedule. This has been going on as just a blasphemy thing for Christmas. Remember, the left's operating system is hating Christ, hating America, you name it. So that's going to be coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls here. Actually, Jacob's been on the longest, then Caleb. Jacob in Georgia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate you taking my call, first-time caller. I just want to get right to it. And the part, there's two dimensions to the info war. One is inform, and the other is inspire. And you are obviously the master at information. You're the general in the war. You've done the most work. I really think what we need to do in 2019, and this is the secret, is more inspiration. People are tired of both sides arguing and pointing out, saying, oh, look, he said this, and oh, look, he said that.
Jacob, let me stop you. I'm going to go right back to you. I was in the shower at 5:30 this morning, and I said, Alex, you read the news, you get obsessed with it, you never cover your inspiration. You must go on air and say your 2019 New Year's resolution is to be positive and inspirational. I even said this some last week about what is good so we know what we're fighting for, and I didn't do it. But you called in, which shows that that's the zeitgeist. You have my commitment, Jacob, that we are going to focus on the amazing and the positive at least half the time. For every negative thing we cover, we're going to cover something positive. Go ahead.
Exactly, and that's the key, is now we have to create our own narrative. We have to brainwash and like chant it like a mantra, and the mantra is the future, each other, the future. Keep chanting it like a mantra until it programs the people. Literally, that is what we need, and it's like we have the technology right now to 3D print houses out of hemp concrete using robots to do it all autonomously. Why are we not building this future, this better future, together as friends? We're all connected. We all have a cell phone in our hand that connects us around the world. Why isn't our government just an iPhone app that we just pull up and say, okay, I want to vote for him. Here's where my...
No, you're right, because it's a bunch of control freaks, even top scientists, geopolitical scientists have admitted that we have a ruling global elite that stir up problems so they're needed. Instead of just get out of the way, then there'll be unlimited resources, which is true. We are at the point of unlimited resources, and the globalists are working around the clock to suppress all the real technologies that would bring us that.
Exactly. So quit talking about their narrative. You and Drudge keep pulling up what they're saying. Ignore them. The easiest way to make a bully quit bullying you is ignore him. Don't fight back. Just be like, you don't exist. Your ideas.
Well, I think there's a balance to both of it, because you got to have intel on what they're doing. But I've been seeing that all over the comments on InfoWars. People are like, Alex, don't spend a segment and a half on Young Turks lying about you, saying you're a, because if the Young Turks go on air and go, Jones admits he's fake, Jones admits everything he said is a lie, and then they don't show where I said it. So I get mad and say they're liars. But people go, Alex, we know they're liars. You don't need to defend yourself. And I guess that's why they attack me and lie about me constantly, is so that I'll be defending myself instead of just getting the news out.
Yeah, and trust me, we all love you. And the reason you're so successful is because the whole world just needs a daddy. They need a coach. They need a strong male voice to tell them, quit being a bitch, suck it up, get up, and let's work together, and let's do a good job. And you're good. You have the voice for it, but yes, you do get wrapped up in negativity, which is you're basically playing the same game. Screw their game. Make up your new game. The new game.
Well, I agree. We got to fight them and we got to resist them, but we do have to understand while we're doing that, like, that there's a beautiful world and so much good, and not give them so much power. You know what? God bless you. I appreciate your call. Please call back again, Jacob. I told the crew this. I got so upset during the midterms that it was my job to come up with the information, which we had, to get it out there I wasn't worried about being censored ourselves. I knew that I'd been taken out of the game partially because they knew that we had the answer. So I was thinking, what is it? What is it? What is it? You know, what do I do with what they're doing? What do I expose? How do I expose it to beat them? Like, I had to beat it. And I got totally upset. I never get demoralized and depressed. I got depressed. And I was being a jerk to the crew. And then when we lost the midterm because of fraud, I realized it's all a process. We're winning all over the world. And so I've been in a lot better mood since then. It's true. They win if we have a heart attack. They got David Knight really down, man. He's been really upset about the country. He really cares. And I was giving him a pep talk last week before he had that big heart attack. And I was like, dude, take some time off. But he wasn't worried about himself being censored. He's a smart guy. He's been around the world, done a lot of stuff. He was really, it's normal. You get upset by this. But it's like Nietzsche said, you can't stare into the abyss and become it. You got to, like, look at it, know what it is, and then fight it, but be of good cheer. And I you're absolutely right, because there's no doubt I'm going to end up having a heart attack and die by the time I'm 55 or something if I keep this up, because I genuinely get pissed. I mean, it's not an act, and it's embarrassing, to get this mad. So I had libtards confront me this weekend, and I just basically said, well, God bless you, thank you. Instead of giving them power, I just saw them as the dumb victims they are instead of blowing up at them. And you're absolutely right, and your advice is well taken. Now let's cover some Hollywood pedophile rings. At the same time, we've got to cover these people. What, you think I'm not sick of talking about them? If there was some free country that wasn't run by a bunch of damn devil worshippers, I'd be leaving right now. There's nowhere to go. So, see, I say you're right, then I start getting angry. It's a balance, and that's why we got to ask God into our lives every day. And just the calming. Sometimes I can't sleep at night because I get so angry about this. And just, I have to pray and ask God to make me calm, and then that's why I can go to sleep. And I just hear kind of like waves hitting the beach. It's like, it's all right. It's all part of the plan. So everything's going to be okay. But I think about people that don't care. I don't want to be them, though. Like people that just don't care or they enjoy being evil? Can you imagine being them? I mean, it's all food for thought. That's a whole other subject for a long debate on the show with callers about, isn't it positive to cover bad things that are happening because you believe people will change it? The establishment always goes, no, you're just demoralizing people with the bad news. Well, is that true? Because I always thought if something bad's happening, like if my neighbor's house is getting broken into, I'm going to go over and, call the police, and I'm going to put a deer rifle bead on them in case they, try to hurt anybody. And that's a positive thing that I'm going to take action. It's not a negative thing. But I'm pontificating. Let's go back to your calls. So I took one call in that segment. This caller was a good caller. But I just didn't do it again. Mike Adams is coming up, but he's cool to be pushed back. One way or the other, I'm going to Caleb. I'm going to Justin. I'm going to Eric. I'm going to Craig. I'm going to D-Ray, Janice, Lee, James, and Parker. Probably take me 15 minutes the next hour, but I'm going to do it. So when I overbook guests and overbook calls, I don't even do one thing that's very critical, and that's plug. Folks, you've really come through in the last year despite all the attacks. You have provided for us. You have bought the products and gotten great products at the same time. You've done it. And this is the last chance because we're about to sell out and have sold out a lot of great products, but we have store-wide free shipping, 50-75% off, double Patriot points for your next order, and a free gift in every order. And it's a year-end special, so it should end tomorrow. It should end today, but I haven't got the new specials yet. But it's going to end the next few days, so thanks for your support, but get in there and get some more products. Thank you. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's amazing.
It's amazing how you can speak right to
me. You know, I was thinking a month ago, I talked about this, how Sundar Pichai is a total scapegoat for Larry Page. And now the Wall Street Journal is reporting on that. Oh, Larry Page has been making deals with the Chi-Com and selling the country out. And he doesn't want to go to prison if it doesn't go the way he thinks it's going to go. All right, let's go right back to your phone calls here. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go ahead and talk to Justin in Georgia. Justin, thanks for holding it on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. God bless you, and God bless everybody that's part of the info war. If it wasn't for that, we'd be in a real big mess.
Well, that's what's scary. I mean, we're not bragging. You're not bragging. The listeners, the audience, our info wars. If it wasn't for us, if it wasn't for you, imagine how bad it'd be right now. Seriously. And that's not like a power trip. That's scary as hell.
That's right. And here's one of my ideas about why it is so bad and so it may be overlooked. I believe part of the reason the liberal brain is the way it is due to all the pharmaceutical poisons being pushed by the FDA and all those agencies like that just pump poisons into people, and it takes your morals and your soul away from you, and you're just a zombie.
Well, the Bible says it, that those that take pharmakia become possessed. And I've been around enough people that take prescription drugs that are crazier than anybody I ever knew that was on illegal drugs. And it's true. We all know what nice guys can do when they're drunk. Well, take that 10 times worse. And you're right. The average leftist is something like 4 times more likely to be on a psychotropic. And the psychotropic insert says delusions of grandeur, mania, depression, suicidal tendencies, violent outbursts, psychosis, psychotic activity. I mean, these damn pills will make you crazier than a you-know-what.
Yes, sir. It sure will. And then when you see them going after things that are natural, like kratom and CBD and marijuana, that actually help and are, can be obtained very cheaply without all of the BS involved, and they are fighting just their damnedest to take that away from people that is really helping. And that's a real shame.
No, you're absolutely right, sir.
The FDA, because now that he has unleashed hemp, thank goodness and thank God, that is going to open an entire industry. I mean, so many jobs are going to be opened up because of this, but the FDA is going to be in his way, and he better get a hold of them.
Well, you notice what you're saying is totally true. He's against deadly stuff like opium and synthetic things because he knows it's done a lot of bad. But then he looks at industrial hemp that everybody else has that's better than cotton, and he signed that bill and signed an order, and he's given it back to the states, something Obama said he would do but didn't do, to decriminalize marijuana. And he's trying to fix the criminal justice system for nonviolent offenders. He's trying to pull out of these wars. Everything the Democrats said they'd kill for, but now they're against it. No appreciation of legalizing hemp. No appreciation of decriminalizing marijuana. No appreciation of trying to end these wars. No appreciation of the lowest black unemployment ever. No appreciation of getting factories built in all these poor areas, black, white, you name it. No appreciation, and that's why they're so scared of Trump, because Trump is for real.
Yes, sir. And some other things that I would suggest is he audit and end the Federal Reserve, the private banking cartel, the creature from Jekyll Island that was created a year after the Titanic sank, with most of the people that were the richest people opposed to it.
Oh, there's no doubt they blew that boat to kill those people. That's a fact.
Yes, sir.
That's right. They report it wasn't just hitting that iceberg. The whole thing was a setup. All right. God bless you. Great points, my friend. Here's the bottom line for the new year. Trump better go into full war mode or he's done, and so are we. And he's doing it. He's getting rid of all these traitors. He's not listening to them. The media is like, oh, my gosh, he's going with his gut. We're in danger. Colbert's like, good, go with your gut. It'll destroy you. Colbert's the guy that said he'd never be president. So, you know, Trump gets it, though. Doing the right thing is what God wants to see, no matter what the outcome is. It's about decisions we make, not even outcomes. And the more dialed in you get, the more you realize that. And then when you make the right decision, then things almost always seem to go your way. But you got to do it for the right reason. When the media spins this that I'm fatalistic or I have this death wish, when I say I'm ready to die, I feel closer to God than ever. I added that I don't want to die, but that I'm confident. And I'm ready to die if I need to. And I don't just say that. I mean, I'm really ready. They can put a gun to my head and say, renounce what you say. And I'm just, no. I'm just, it's a really good feeling. And you really start living at that point. And I look at all these other so-called men out there who go along with the system. But it's because they're not school teachers. They're not auto mechanics. They're not firefighters. They're not truck drivers. They're not machinists. They're not whoever they are doing their own independent life in their own system. They went through systems where if you don't do what you're told, you don't go up the chain of command. And so we wonder why we're in so much trouble. It's this centralized, top-down thing. Trump came from his own place. His dad was an anti-globalist insider in the Liberty Movement, but not an insider in the establishment. And so I know why they're so scared of Trump. His lawyer and his confidant for 25 years was Roy Cohn, the brains behind trying to stop the communist takeover of the U.S., who they demonized and called the worst man ever. And once he was dying of cancer, they disbarred him. Roy Cohn was a great guy. That's why they say he was the dirtiest guy that ever lived. Total crap. Absolute bull. The architect of McCarthyism, that was been proven. The Russians declassified it all. It was totally real. So when they say Trump's a Russian agent, it's a sick joke, folks. He sat at the knee of McCarthy's boss. It was Roy Cohn, folks. That's why there's more than 20 movies putting down Roy Cohn. He advised Barry Goldwater. He advised Larry McDonald, who they killed. He advised Ronald Reagan. And he had the top Pentagon people that weren't communists telling him, these big Carnegie foundations and Rockefellers are going to set up Russia and China against us, and they're going to turn all the kids against their families, and they're going to break up everything, and we're not going to put up with it. And the minute McCarthy figured out, the minute, and said the U.S. Army's been ordered to prop up the Soviet Union, they came after him, destroyed him in the media. So there's Donald Trump's lawyer, if you're a TV viewer, with Joseph McCarthy, an incredibly honorable, patriotic man. But you read the history books, he's the worst person ever. Well, you know what? When I'm dead, if we don't beat these people, it's going to be that I'm the worst guy ever. It's not true. So you know when somebody's good because these liars talk about him. Donald Trump's dad was one of the secret funders of the John Birch Society from the start. Donald Trump's dad got arrested, and the records got expunged. He beat up, he got attacked by 10 communists in the 1950s who were actually beating up a police officer, and he kicked all their asses, and the leftist police came and arrested him. That's where Donald Trump comes from. And I know all the inside baseball, folks. I know all the people. I had family involved with the whole deal back with McDonald and all of it, okay? I grew up. I didn't even know I was getting the reality when I was a little kid. And by the way, they weren't even telling me. I was sitting there listening. Little did I know, I was literally getting a crash course in how the whole enchilada operates. And the reason I know how the whole enchilada operates is because the people in our government who weren't traitors in 1949 saw them kill U.S. spies and operatives by the thousands inside China to put Mao in. And they got pissed. And they said, our government's been partially taken over. We've got to create shadow networks to counter their shadow networks. And the shadow networks against the globalists have never been as strong. They've never been financed. But they're competent people who understood what was happening and got the word out. And so here we are, 70 years later. 70 years later. And all over the world, people know about the corporate New World Order. They know about the plan to destroy the family. And now the globalists admit in the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times today, that their world government is gone. They stole their wealth, they've got their power, but their plan to really screw everybody and really keep pressing and really dictate our surrender, it's all falling apart in their hands. And now they're all laying low on Kauai, Hawaii, and they're laying low out there in Tasmania, Australia, and they're laying low in the Cook Islands. They're laying low in Liechtenstein. They're laying low in all those other places. They're not going to get their world government. And when they're done, we're not going to have some fake Nazi roundup thing like they had in World War II. We're going to dig you all out of your holes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.